Alex Steedman joins us from Racing and Sports. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing good, Cozzy.
That's good. The Tats TR, the Sky Racing Tats TR, Invincibella, what a great, tough mare.
Yeah, overdue Group 1 win for both the horse and the jockey, Jasmine Collard. It was a tough win. She was three wide the journey, but still managed to fend off the Godolphin duo of Fahuta Kawa and Savitiano. She ran to a time form rating of 115, which is a new peak for her, but slightly below the five-year average of the race. Shrikandi ran to 119 in 2015, which sort of skews it just a little bit. Invincibella, she ran fifth in this race last season behind Prompt Response, and she's found a new level this season. Five wins, three Group 2s, and the filly and mare's Magic Million Sprint, and now this. It sounds like she'll be racing on for another season. Plenty of fillies and mares races for her through the spring. Waller's last Tats TR winner was Red Tracer in 2013, and she went on to win a Tristark Stakes and Meyer Classic in the spring. And this girl, she's similarly versatile. She's the second horse in as many years to win the Tats TR in a second attempt. Prompt Response ran second in the race in 2017 and went one better in 2018. If these trends continue, maybe watch for Savitiano here in 12 months' time. She's probably the one out of the race who looks best placed to do the best next season for mine, Cozzy.
All right, okay, come on, mate.
And they're away. All fired up, not getting involved. Out Deep's going back and getting off the gate very quickly was All Day Tess. All Day Tess with great gate speeds going to get over. About a Girl's going to settle on its back. Jessie's Girl's Court parked and Free Mark's Indy. Is it going to settle down? Three Mac along the inside. Leah Miller's into the 1-1. Illawong Kismet, the favourite, caught three deep into the first turn. And Restrained from the wide gate, All Fired Up is back last. And is a little fired up with a slow speed. It's chomping at the bit. It's last as the other favourite in the race progresses forward in front of it, Illawong Kismet. 5.3 lead time, and into the straight they head, and past the 1200 metre mark, it's All Day Tess in front, 28.2 for the first quarter of the mile, leads by a length, About a Girl's having a nice run second for her debut, and three back the inside, Free Mark's Indy, moving up in the open was Illawong Kismet. Favourite court leading up the outside division. Jessie's Girl's happy to take cover and camping on its back for the 1-1 for the final lap. Next in the running line, Leah Miller. It's about to launch three deep. Alfred getting her going. Just wanting to lug in a little bit on that turn, but it's progressing out three wide and about to travel up outside of the leader at the McPherson Sprinting Group 800. And Kate Gath happy to watch it all unfold on All Fired Up. It's still last and 15 off the leader. 32-3 was the second quarter. So pretty comfortable 60.5 first half. Matt Craven has got All Day Tess, a good breather, and goes down past the 600, leading by a metre. Up second, Leah Miller. Third on the inside, awaiting the Sky Valley Sprint Lane, was About a Girl. And fourth is Illawong Kismet, followed up by Jessie's Girl, who's looking to ease out three deep. Back on the inside, Free Mark's Indy. And All Fired Up as last has a three-wide trail up. The trail not really carting it anywhere at the moment as they quicken up. 28-6, they went down the back. Leader, Deafness released. All Day Test leads narrowly. Leah Miller chased up. Three deep, Illawong Kismet. Four wide, Jessie's Girl. About to sprint lane the debutant, About a Girl. Then Free Mark's Indy, and right off the track, All Fired Up. They're right across the track in the straight. All Day Test, Leah Miller coming through, About a Girl, and deep round, Illawong Kismet still closing in. Right across the track, Illawong Kismet out after All Day Test and About a Girl. It's going to be All Day Test narrowly from About a Girl and Illawong Kismet. Fourth, Leah Miller are out deep, All Fired Up. Just in behind them, Free Mark's Indy wasn't far away, and Jessie's Girl pulling up toward the back of the field in what was a blanket go. The seven runners all got their chance right across the track in a punishing finish, 29-4 and 158 the rate for Aldebaran Park.
Five, probably 1 and 16, number five, All Day Test will pay 6.33.31, All About a Girl, 7.10, and the six, no third dividend. Brave Song took out the Healy. This horse has just been unbelievably honest this preparation, hasn't he, Alex?
He really did deserve this win, didn't he, Cozzy?
Oh, too right.
So he runs second in his first three runs this prep behind quality sprinters like Trekking and Pretty in Pink. It's the second time the Snowdens and Triple Crown have combined to win this race. Dothraki won it in 2015. Brave Song on Saturday, he ran to a time form rating of 113. So he's gradually improved with each run this prep. And realistically, that was only his fourth run this campaign. So they may be able to find another race for him this prep as well. They could potentially back him up in the Glasshouse Handicap on the Sunshine Coast this Saturday, or maybe look at a Ramorny or a Winter Stakes in a few weeks' time. Big money, he claimed the Healy Stakes from Morney Double in 2014. I thought Arminat was great in second. He's definitely a Ramorny type for mine. Both his runs, his prep, they've been excellent. He should go to the race third up And worth noting that Haverstay, he placed in the Heavy Stakes 12 months ago and then went on to win the Ramorny Handicap a couple of weeks later. So it's definitely a common campaign path travel, Cozzy.
You know, you look at Duke of Valentinois, you keep him around the listed Group 3 level, he's really effective, isn't he?
He's a ripper, and that's the thing. James does just that. He keeps him around that mark, and, yeah, you know, just placing the horse right, he delivers rewards. Look, finished ahead of a wall of horses and ran to a time form rating of 113, which you alluded to is about his mark, that, you know, listed Group 3 standard. He's been a great import for the coming stable. He's a very effective miler. He'll come back in the spring and run good, honest races in races like probably the Crystal Mile Toorak Handicap. And then if he doesn't quite measure up in those races, you have races like the Festival Stakes and the Villiers as a backup after the spring. Behind him, it was less than 2 lengths back to ninth. You could see any number of these step up in trip and contest the Grafton Cup on July 11, Sean.
Vow and Declare, three-year-old. He ran second in the Derby. Then he backs up over the Tats Cup distance. He's tough as teeth, this horse.
Certainly one of the more interesting runners on the card moving forward. He put a big margin on more seasoned stays, and he wasn't even getting a weight advantage off them. Ran to a time form rating of 112, and sounds like Connections have always been excited about his prospects as a stayer. And he's starting to justify it this winter. Danny O'Brien, he's certainly had some nice staying types. Master O'Reilly won a Caulfield Cup. Shamrocker won a Derby, then almost won the AJC Oaks in the 7 day backup. So if they want to spruik a staying prospect, I think they're certainly qualified to do so. Look, so Val and Declare, he's obviously a horse we've got to keep an eye on in the spring. And behind him, don't be surprised to see a few drop back in trip for the Grafton Cup on July 11, Sean.
All right, Smart Edge, it was a nice win.
Yeah, strong once he got into the clear that last furlong. Got the last stride success and produced a time form rating of 95. It was only his second run this prep. And look, his winning figure is well shy of his best, so there's certainly room for improvement. He'll probably have a benchmark in the mid-80s after Saturday, so begins to get a shade tricky to place around this time of year. But that said, he can certainly pick off another win or two this prep. A reason I've never gotten too excited about Smart Edge is just his racing style tends to get a long ways back, so leaves himself open to needing a lot of luck. That said, though, the ability is certainly there. He's got that nice turn of foot. If things fall his way, he's always going to be hitting the line hard for you. Just a case of whether he's hitting the line hard to get the win, or is he hitting the line hard for a luckless 4/5.
Right, back in a moment, about a load of Ballarat, the totes at Maribyrnong, 5/1/6 there, 5 all-day test, 6/30, 3/30, 1 all-about girl, 7/10, no third.
So it's 2/60 each of two now, 7 and 8, Bastion Bale and Elvira. They're ready, all set. Racing, slow to move out, there would have been quick blaze. Speed on the inside from Merriview, Benny. There goes Elvira around the outside, they're tracking wide. Shooting over to the inside, Bastion Vale trying to rail through. 4 or 5 lengths away, Emily Oakes, and they were followed by Jamelli Gell. Then came Amber's Dolly. Well back, Maeve in trouble at that point, followed by quick blaze as they turn for home, though. And it's a good charge down on the inside, Bastion Vale. They're bustling up here. The outside will get it, Merriview, Benny. Got up and wanted from Elvira, followed further back then by Bastion Vale, and a bustling go here, followed by Jamelli Gell. Behind them, then came Emily Oakes, and then Amber's Dolly, followed by Maeve and also Quick Blaze. And the time for the race around 22.74.
1, 8 and 7. We'll confirm those shortly. Totes of Maribyrnong, the Quinella there at 59.60. Exacta 64.30. Trifecta 282.80 and the 4, 436.50. Running double was 1 and 5, $6.80. Another race we'll look at from Brisbane, the winning edge for the 2-year-olds. Cordia, a good win for James Cummings, but Big Parade, the dogs are spruiking this from a Taree maiden going to Black Type.
Yeah, look, Cordia, to begin with, career has commenced in excellent fashion. 2 wins from 3 career outings. He's run to a time form rating of 100, so certainly very promising. Sounds like James is going to give him a pretty decent spell. May not see him until late in the spring. It's probably suggestive he's down the pecking order a bit in terms of the current 2-year-old team. Regardless, he was well placed on Saturday and he capitalised. And James has a knack of doing that too. So there's every chance that this bloke can build an impressive record without having to be thrown in the deep end. And, of course, look, Big Parade, as you touched on. Yeah, certainly impressive, certainly promising. Took a pretty big class rise in his stride. Curious to know where he goes next, whether he goes straight for a spell with spring goals in mind, or whether they just keep trying to work him through his grades in off-season races. I don't even know if this guy's a Bob's horse. I assume he is. If he is, they should probably try and pick off a couple of two-year-old races in Sydney, Cozzy.
What would be the one to follow from the weekend?
I think short-term, Armanat. I think third up, he should be going to the Ramorny. Both runs back off a long spell. They've been top shelf, and I think he could be ready to go third up in a race like that, Sean.
Right, terrific. Good on you, Alex. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cozzy.